dad and kids with learning differences. What's he up to? Let's talk about seeing your ADD or dyslexic child through the eyes of dog. Today on... Hey, look, a bird.
He's an old white guy, an author, broadcaster, and seminary professor who's sick of religion. And he's brought friends. Please welcome Steve Brown, etc.
I am Steve Brown. I am ADD and grew up dyslexic and wish my parents and people who knew me had read this book, but nobody talked this way in those days. Eric is the producer of this broadcast. He's in the little glass booth. He writes my copy, so if you're offended, you write him, Eric at SteveBrownEtc.com.
Hey.
And Kathy is to my right. She's the soft, feminine side of the program, and she's the queen bee of guest relations.
Got a little dyslexic there on your opening, didn't you?
You know, I wasn't kidding.
Good thing Maren's here.
Yeah, I know. I'm going to get some advice. Looking back, and the reason I know this is from my nephews. It's in the genes. I really was dyslexic.
Was your brother too, or just you?
I'm not sure, but maybe. He was. And then, as I understand it, and we're going to find out more about it today,
here he goes looking at birds again.
I still struggle. I really.
Are you with us? Boy,
are we going to get political correct?
Yeah,
later.
We're in big trouble.
But listen, we're gonna love this conversation.
And healthcare today. You want to talk about that?
Yeah, we'll talk some about healthcare.
Oh my, it's everywhere. It's made it to the Steve Brown Etc. show.
Well, we're going to say funny things about it.
Oh, and you know what?
What?
I got something funny for you to hear later too.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll get to that.
Maren Angelotti and Bob Angelotti, her husband, has been so helpful to this program in so many ways. And despite him, I think we're going to like Maren. She has a practice in Dallas as a reading therapist specializing in programs for dyslexic students. She also works as an ADD coach for children and adults. They got four children. Three, can you believe this? Three with learning problems.
Say it right.
Differences. who are pursuing higher education. She has degrees in sociology, theology, and teaching. No, I'm not going to say that. And Maren is the author of Different Minds. Write this down. You need this book because everybody who's listening knows somebody or has in their family kids who have these problems. The book
differences.
Is Differences. I'm sorry. Maren, are you still there?
I am so enjoying this, Steve. I'm having a blast listening to
Isn't it great listening to people who have no clue what they're talking about talk?
Yeah, but you know what? I'm loving how he's struggling with, oh, man, do I call it learning disabilities or differences?
I don't know.
What the heck are we going to talk about?
That's because he doesn't want to be labeled learning disabled.
No. I'm happy with that. I don't mind at all. Anyway,
yeah.
wait, Maren, before... But before I ask you some questions, the book is Of Different Minds, Seeing Your AD/HD Child Through the Eyes of God.
She knows, God.
Yeah.
She knows what it's titled. She wrote it.
No, but our listeners
don't. Yeah, but Steve is doing it great because he's going very slowly for those auditory processing individuals in the audience.
They have to go a little bit slower
so that they'll capture it. So, I love it, Steve.
So there.
Yeah, right. Yeah. You know what? Steve Brown, etc. The show for the slower among you.
Hey,
I don't know about that.
The different among you. How about that?
That works. How about the awesome among you?
Oh, there you go.
All right. I got it.
Positive spin.
Maren, tell us about your kids. I mean, that's got to be really existential for you to write a book. I mean, this isn't just something you do for others. This is where you live.
Let me just ask you before you start, Maren, is in the order of the four children, which of the four are the ones that have the differences? Is it like one, two, and three? Or
Yeah, here's how it goes. Number one child, no learning difference.
Wow.
Number two child, ADD, dyscalculia and dysgraphia. Then number three child, ADHD and dyslexic, where medication doesn't work at all.
God.
And he's
Whoa.
Just a crack up. And then number four is it was AB student all the way up till she was in freshman high school, and then hit the brick wall. And once we tested her, found out that it was auditory processing and ADD. So
you,
she could only.
You
go
started
ahead.
Out. You started out okay, thinking this parenting thing's a piece of cake, and then bam.
Yeah, pretty much. But what was neat is that I got to see how they learned, and yeah, I knew that there was something kind of off, but what was it?
Yeah.
And I think the journey that my husband and I chose to take is through humor rather than be so, oh my gosh, what is this? And instead of hiding it, we were like, okay, what the heck's happening here?
Oh,
and
man.
So we chose to do it through a Christian perspective. So we always had God in the mix and we always had a lot of fun. So if we saw these things happening, we didn't come unglued. We thought, well, what the heck is going on with this child? And we dealt with it. That
wow.
was the big news for our particular family.
Did you go into your discipline as a result of the family, or was
of
that
course.
Already? Okay.
Of course. And what's funny is as we get going in this journey, you'll see so many parents that start to live it and then start to go into that field. And it's not such a bad idea, because if you have the background as a parent from that perspective, you really do bring a lot to the table. And then if you go back to school and get the master's in the area, then that just obviously makes it all that much better.
Oh, yeah. It really, you know, I wasn't kidding. I really wish some people had, you know, I was constantly told you're not living up to your potential. May God give the hives to the people who invented those tests.
Exactly.
I mean,
exactly.
They, you know, he said I was smart and I was dumb and I couldn't
uh-huh.
read. I didn't learn how to read until I was in junior high school.
Right.
And it was just, it was, school still lives. I'm a professor and
uh-huh.
I still break out in hives when I get near
That's
an
right.
academic institution. And it's
That's
all
true.
The result of these kinds of things you're dealing with.
Mm-hmm. Well, what's neat to know now, we know a lot more about the brain than we ever did before. So we know now in the last 10 years, we know more in the last 10 years than we have since the history of time began about the brain. So in the next 10 years now, you can imagine how much more we'll find out. So this whole field is so new and it's exploding. And as an academic language therapist, my job, I haven't arrived yet where I'm like, okay, I know all things. And that's what's exciting, because every year there's something new that's being discovered in neuroscience and in genetics, and they're starting to begin to marry into education. So as teachers, and even for you, if you're a professor, you have to know, if you have 20 students in your class, you'll have five that are undiagnosed ADD. And under that umbrella of ADHD, we now have a myriad of other learning differences. And that simply means that the brain is wired to learn in a different way.
Mm.
It doesn't mean that you're disabled. You can still walk. You can still talk. It has nothing to do with a disability, but it's how you perceive your world and how you learn. So can you imagine if we had teachers that truly understood
oh,
how to
yeah.
teach that mind, and how much greater we would have yet all of the inventions that might have been made, and just terrific personalities that might have been nurtured
wow.
that just kind of got stifled along the way.
Now, Maren, we're gonna have to back up just a little bit here and define some terms. I think I get an idea of what ADD is, and I know what dyslexia is, but I'm not sure our listeners do. And when you were talking about your second child,
uh-huh.
you used words I'd never heard. So,
well, till you hear these. You're going to love them. So start taking a pen and paper down.
All right.
And listen to what we have. Okay, you have your ADD. ADD is a kid or an adult that is with you. They're not. They're with you, and then they're not. So they're inattentive for the moment, but there's no hyperactivity. So you can be looking at a person, and you think that they're paying attention, but you can tell by their glaze over in their eyes that they're thinking of something else.
Hey, Maren, stop right there, because we got to take a break.
All right.
We got to pay for this thing. And
all right.
And so we got to back
ADD.
Up.
That what you just described, that was ADD?
Yeah. Yeah, that was pretty much there.
Okay.
Okay. That describes every one of my students. Do you think it could have to do with the professor, maybe?
It could. Yeah. Eric is HD, though.
Well, we'll find out.
I'm high definition.
No, hyperactivity.
Oh. I thought you meant high definition. Yeah. Check out my abs. I've been working out.
Oh, man. If anybody asks you, the name of the program is Steve Brown, etc. And listen, don't be ashamed of it. Stand up and speak out. Have some convictions and stuff.
We'll be right back with more from Steve.
If you got faults, defects, or shortcomings, you know, like arthritis, rheumatism, or migraines, whatever part of your body it is, I want you to lay it on your radio. Let the vibes flow through.
Steve Brown, etc.
Hey, listen, if you would like to share this interview, and we're getting some absolutely great material, you go to SteveBrownEtc.com. There's humor, there are interviews, there are Brown sessions. It's really a cool website. And this is the kind of thing that you may have some friends you'd like to hear this. And then go buy the book. Marin Angelotti is our guest, and the name of the book is Of Different Worlds, Seeing Your ADHD Child Through the Eyes of God. Marin, you were talking, you were giving us some, you're trying to help us understand what all these things are, and you had defined HD, I think. Would you continue and tell us?
Before we start, I'm going to clarify the name of the book, Steve. It's Of Different Minds, Seeing Your ADHD Child Through the Eyes of God. Just a clarification, Steve.
What did I say?
Of Different Worlds.
Different Worlds.
I'm dyslexic. I'm doing
the best I can. I'm loving you. Okay, so whenever we see that AD/HD little moniker, everyone looks at that and thinks, oh, it's got to be a hyperactive kid. In the world of what we do now, we actually make that be the umbrella for all of the learning differences. But we've just discussed about the ADD and how that's inattentive. And then you have your ADHD, which most people are very familiar with, and that is with the hyperactivity. Mm. And many people think that, oh, gosh, the kid just won't settle down. What actually is happening is that the brain is actually going to sleep, and it knows that it needs to attend to a task. So it causes the body to move rapidly to wake it up. And so, in fact, if a teacher could understand that, they would actually give lessons that are more hands-on so that kids could participate, and they would actually hold it to memory longer if they had the kids up and moving and participating in an activity. So that's why they move around. Then you have another one under that header, which is dyscalculia, which I think that's the one you were confused about. And that's the one that many, many people share, and that's difficulty with math. Anything having to do with numbers, and when you get into the higher mathematics, many learning different individuals will crash and burn because they can't understand the abstract. They have to see it concrete and touch it and feel it and know that's what the quantity is that we're talking about. And if we can actually have manipulatives all the way up through high school so that people could understand really what it is that we're focusing on in the quantities rather than just having it abstract, they would actually hold it to memory for life. But that just doesn't happen yet in our systems.
I never knew that.
I know. And if we did that, I mean, we would all have math down lickety-split, and it would be awesome. And remember, if any of you are teachers out there thinking, oh, this is much too difficult for me because I have 20 other sweeties and I can't spend time on the five that are having a hard time, that's just an excuse for poor teaching. If we actually...
Yeah. And you're ugly and your mother dresses you funny,
right,
too.
Exactly. If you looked at those five students and taught to those students, the rest of the class would be having a ball and would be learning just that much better.
Those teachers are slackers. They really are.
Well, they just don't understand the tools. And that's what we're really trying to go back and help student teachers and those interested in going into that field to learn how to teach that population and understand that they will be part of your teaching experience And if we can give them the tools in college to know what to do, that then can you imagine what's going to happen to the next generations coming up? It would all be great.
Yeah, and I'm sure you get this question a lot. You know, there are a lot of people that poo-poo everything you said. They just say, you know, kids are kids. I mean, you don't have a kid who isn't hyperactive unless he's got a cold and a flu or something. What do you say? And by the way, I have a granddaughter who is taking medication. She is the daughter of a physician and the granddaughter of a physician, and those two disagree on the medication and whether it's necessary.
What you have to, most families and most of the society thinks that everything surrounds ADD has to do with medication, and that's a real misconception. Medication is a tool. It's not a cure, and it's not the whole picture of what we're going to do to help that individual be successful. And many people cannot tolerate the medication for one reason or another. So the wonderful news that we have now is a SPECT imaging. We can see the organ that we're treating. We can actually look at the brain. When you have something going on in your body and the doctor wants to know what's happening, he might give you the MRI, and he can look at it and give you the right diagnosis and treat it. And now we're at the point in science where we can actually take the SPECT imaging and look at the brain and see ADD. We can see these learning differences, and it's what we see is a lack of blood flow through those portions of the brain that cause learning in these particular areas. And if that's the case, we can also know what else is going on with that individual. And 9 out of 10 times, anxiety is the first thing that presents. And it makes sense. Think of you sitting in a classroom, not being able to understand what's going on because of your processing speed, and you're being told there's a test on that tomorrow. Well, what happens? I don't know what they just said. I'm going to be tested on it. I'm freaking out. So then the anxiety starts to rise up. And we can see that in the brain that it is so hot. Then we give a stimulant medication for the ADD, and what happens? The brain goes hotter. And that's when the kid is out of balance, and that's when society says, see, we've screwed our kids up. And that's not the case. We've given them the wrong medication. But if we can calm down that brain and bring that anxiety level way down and then introduce an ADD med only when they need it for studying, then we can have a kid that's actually functioning well, and we're finally using the medications the proper way rather than saying, hey, try this, see how that works. Try that, see how that works. So there's so much that parents need to educate themselves on once they do get the diagnosis, and not go into the mode of, oh, they'll outgrow it, it's fine. That is your pride at work.
Yeah.
Because, darn it, I just don't want to deal. And look at how awesome I am. My child's going to turn out just like me. But unfortunately, you are probably an undiagnosed adult trying to work through this problem in a scattered and unorganized way yourself. And what's happening is that you're shortchanging your own child through your own pride. And that's something that really needs to be dealt with in the long run.
Oh, good stuff.
Were there any other differences that you didn't mention so
far? Let's see. Yes, dysgraphia. And a lot of people have this one. This is the inability to actually handwrite or write well. That's not writing, you know, your handwriting, where it's all scribble-scrabble. And how many doctors have that? You know, they just put an X on there. And that's one area that many ADD individuals go into. They're either ER doctors or surgeons. Whoa. Many dyslexics are very good surgeons, and people in the audience are like, ew, I don't want to go to a dyslexic surgeon. They might twist out my organs.
Hey, hold it right there. Hold it right there. We got a break. We're going to come back.
Okay.
dyslexic kids turn out to be very good looking, too.
And, they do. Yes,
yeah,
they do.
They do, and are quite bright and influential and charismatic. That's what happened to me, so there is hope.
It's all coming together now. I'm seeing it, bro.
Hey, guys, don't go anywhere.
Steve Brown, etc.
It's all ad-lib. I'm afraid.
We'll be right back with more from Steve.
The name of the program, Steve Brown, Etc., the name of the book, A Different Mind, Seeing Your ADHD Child Through the Eyes of God, the name of the author, Maren Angelotti. Have we defined everything we need to define?
I think we have on the big ones. I think we're good.
Okay.
Does anybody have any questions?
Oh, we did.
We
didn't talk about dyslexia yet.
Oh, that's right. That's right. And dyslexia, most people think that it's spelling cat backwards. And guess what? That's not it. And that's just pretty much silliness. I mean, it can happen. But here's all the different variations of dyslexia. Usually what it looks like is that you'll be reading with your child at home, and they're just coming along great, and all of a sudden they trade out it for the at or the for it, and that's going to change the comprehension. And then you have, like if you see a word that's big and the child can't decode it or break it into pieces, let's say if they see the word elephant, and they should say elephant, but they say the word envelope because it looks like it's the same length of a word and it begins with the same letter. So they'll trade those things out, and then the comprehension changes. And they're like, what? What are you talking about? That's not about an elephant. It's about an envelope. So that makes a huge difference in their world when they're comprehending what's going on in school. Huh. The other thing, too, some severe dyslexics can have the words actually floating across the page, or they'll expand and get smaller.
Mm.
And that's something that's real difficult. But that can be a form of dyslexia. So it's not always just about the cat business, and that's been the joke throughout time. But it can be a very frustrating and debilitating situation if it's not dealt with really in the early years.
Are there more occurrences of this kind of thing now? Or, like you mentioned, dyslexia in the past. I mean, that kind of has been around for a while. But I remember just within my lifetime I started hearing about ADHD and has this been around, or is there, you know, like something
it's
in the milk?
Always, that's a good one, Eric. It's always been around, but now we finally are able to diagnose it. And we, like I said, neuroscience and genetics are marrying with education, and we're able to actually have all of these sciences working together to understand what's going on for learning and the brain. And that's huge for us. So, yes, it was always there, but we never knew what it really was, and we might have clumped it all together under one heading of mentally retarded, or we would have put everybody in this category in special ed. And those individuals with learning differences usually have IQs that are off the wall, or average to above average to brilliant. And they were being stuck in these classes with students that were just not at that same learning level. And the frustration that they must have felt would be overwhelming.
And talking about to people that are like way back in the dark ages, like Steve and I, you know, that was just basically you were undisciplined. You couldn't sit still.
You were undisciplined.
Yeah, you
mm-hmm.
couldn't sit still. You know, your kid can't concentrate. You know, you need to do something at home. You know, that
right.
kind of thing. Yeah.
And the other thing that you have to know, too, that's difficult is because you are an undiagnosed adult parenting this population, many times they don't know how to parent because you don't parent these kids the same way you would someone that doesn't have these differences. So one big thing, parents out there, do not yell, because if you were a yeller, then you're actually bringing those serotonin levels up for that child, and that drama in the family is actually calming them down. So they thrive on that chaos. So you don't want them living in that world because no. that's unhealthy. That's not what God intended. So by not getting them riled up, even though they're pitching a fit, you use that calm voice and get right with them so that they can understand and process what you're saying.
You know, we're headed for a break, but let me ask you a quick question. You have offended teachers and parents, and we're going to get the letters. But when you said they'll grow out of it and they'll be wonderful like me, but do kids grow out of it? I mean, do they get coping skills and then it gets better if nothing is done?
More and more they are, because we're learning this area and how the brain works. So it's a good time in history to have these difficulties because we're figuring it out, and there are more and more kids that are getting what they need, and those new neural pathways are changing, and they're becoming more successful at a younger age. Those individuals that have been caught through the cracks, there have been a lot of sad stories, but it's never, ever too late to deal with them. And
oh,
as an
great.
Adult, you don't ever want to say, oh, well, it's too late for me. That's not the case.
Okay.
We can fix this.
We're out of here, but I know. I don't care what you think. We're coming back, and we've got a lot more that you need to hear.
We'll be right back with more from Steve.
I believe that the children are the future. Now listen, you can teach them well, but buddy, you have got to let them lead the way. Let the children's laughter just remind us how we used to be. That's what I decided long ago.
Steve Brown, etc.
Thank you, Jesus.
We need a stable veterinarian.
Name of the program is Steve Brown, etc., and our guest is Marin Angelotti, a delightful lady and a great book that you ought to have. It's published by Regal. It's Of Different Minds, Seeing Your ADHD Child Through the Eyes of God. Eric, you had a question.
Yeah, Marin, as a parent, if you suspect that your kid might have one of these differences, what should you do?
That's a great question, because everyone out there is probably thinking, well, what's the next step? What do I do? And that's the biggest piece of the puzzle. Go get proper testing. The first thing that you want to do is make sure that there is no physical problems going on. And so you want to have a good physical, make sure that your thyroid is in order, and anything having to do with your allergies. A lot of times these can mimic the ADD and they can mess you up. So you want to make sure that that's taken care of first. Next, you're going to go, if everything's fine and dandy, then you're going to go get an educational diagnostic battery, and that's going to show us all the areas of learning to find out exactly what we're dealing with, any of those areas that I talked about earlier. And once you know what it is you're dealing with, then you can go forward and actually dealing with the problem. Your student or even yourself, you might need what we call remediation in the areas. It takes 1,500 repetitions in your area of weakness to hold to memory for life. So we want to make sure that we get the kids really young, because the brain is able to be molded so much easier, and we can create new neural pathways for learning that will hold for life. And that has nothing to do with medication. It has everything to do with remediation.
Marin, let's do some God talk. You put God in the title of your book. Why?
Because God never makes a mistake, and he has chosen whoever's listening and has a child with these struggles. He has chosen you to be the specific parent to parent that child. And so in God's perfect wisdom, he knew that this child in his image is perfect. But yet that child may need to have special parents to guide them through this life. So as a team and as a couple, he's calling you to do this mighty work, but he needs you to bring him into the center of the home and the marriage to make this be a beautiful child that will grow up and do what it's supposed to do. And so often parents in a learning different situation tend to go off on each area. The mom will do her thing, dad will do his thing, and very rarely will they come together to focus on that child. So God in his wisdom is trying to show you a new path to bring the family closer together through him.
This can put a lot of stress on a marriage, can't it?
It sure can. And unfortunately, many, many of these families end up in divorce. And once again, if you have a learning different adult married to somebody who has no difficulties, then usually the non-learning different adult will either take one of two paths. Gosh darn it, why doesn't my spouse step up and take hold here? I'm doing everything, and they say, I'm out of here. Or they will take the martyr role and say, fine, I'll do it, and look at how awesome I am, but there's a lot of resentment that underlies in there. And that's only if God's not the center of that marriage. So it's like we need to just magnify this so that parents can see that God's hand is in this, and it's not about, oh gosh, what is this horrible thing that I'm going to have to deal with. If God's the center and we go to them as a couple and say, God, help us through this, then that fabric of that family is so specially interwoven in his will.
It's got One of the major problems has got to be, you know, parents who say there can't be anything wrong with my kid. You referred to that earlier, the image of the parent who says, if there's something wrong with my kid, there's something wrong with me, and I can't right. admit that. That causes problems not just in areas of families, but everywhere. We're not yep. willing to say, you know, we're human. You know, exactly. everybody's human. We've all got our stuff, but we don't do that very well, do we?
We don't. So often we think we can do everything by ourselves and just leave me alone and I'll deal with it. And in fact, God doesn't want that. He wants us to rely on Him, but yet help each other. Isn't that what the body of Christ is supposed to be about, is helping one another? And love has to be that one thread that threads us all the pieces together. It's the only thing that transcends heaven and earth. So if we can learn how to do that with each other, can you imagine what a great place this would be?
And giving each other permission to be human, mm-hmm. too, is mm-hmm. so
huge.
Very important. Yeah, it really is. Do you, you talked about often doctors are people who are dyslexic. Your book is not just a diagnostic tool or a theological comment about God.
No.
It's also a hopeful book, too, isn't it?
It is. And, you know, I've gotten a lot of response from the book on my website, and people will say, this has been the first book that I've ever read that it is on my level. It's not too clinical, and it's not too not enough. I give you information that you're going to need from early childhood all the way up through college. And if you get that diagnosis, where do you go, what do? And how do we deal with this in our marriage? I have a whole area just on marriages. And I also talk to the grandparents, because grandparents are very interwoven in a family mm-hmm. fabric. And if they're not understanding how this is working, they can be either a help or a hindrance in raising those grandchildren too. So it's really a book for all individuals, and it can be read by professionals, but also just your average mom and dad trying to figure it out.
And what's the website?
It's called ofdifferentminds.com.
Maren,
there's lots
sense.
Of fun things on there.
Good.
Oh, listen, you're a delight. Can we do this again?
You bet. I can hardly wait.
Me too. You know, this could be such a boring subject.
If you could just remember.
Yeah. I got it. Oh,
scribble it down someplace.
I get no respect, and you're not helping much, Maren. I just want you to know that.
I'm just having fun with you.
Hey, I know that, and you really are fun to have, and we'll have you back. Say hello to your husband. You have our condolences.
Sure will.
Okay.
Thank you so
God
much.
Bless
Bye-bye.
You. Guys, we're going to come back and kind of mess around a little bit.
I got something funny.
And then we're out of here. If they ask you, you tell them it's Steve Brown, etc. I know.
Steve Brown, etc.
So what do you think? We got something going here or what?
We just don't like the Steve Brown Show. It's entertainment, and there's plenty of that on the television.
We'll be right back with more from Steve.
I've done it since I was a boy, and I'm going to keep right on doing it until I can't do it anymore.
Yeah. I keep my roof down.
Name of the program is Steve Brown, etc.
Hey, did you see you know, of course you saw the news. You're a news junkie, but I saw this one that I just had to tell you about. There's this out in Missouri, Independence, Missouri. This guy robbed a house, and he got a shotgun and boxing gloves and a bunch of stuff, and he ran past a place where nuns were, a convent, and the nuns saw him, so they went outside, and Sister Connie and Sister Katerina, took off and ran after the guy and chased him into the woods. And Sister Connie said, knowing Sister Katerina, I thought she might have caught him and tackled him.
You know, the interesting thing about this is Hollywood has already optioned this story.
No way.
Yeah. There's a movie in production. I mean, they're taking a few liberties with the story, but you check this out. I have the trailer.
What's black and white and red all over? Nuns with Guns. The new film from acclaimed Japanese action director, Way Too Fat. When bad guys threaten to close the local orphanage, these sisters are forced to regulate like real G's.
Lock and load! Right on, sister!
And now, the hills are alive with the sound of gunfire and random sister acts of violence.
Can you recite your catechisms?
No.
Oh, too bad.
Starring Cynthia Rothrock as Sister Patrice, Shannon Tweed as Sister Bernice, and Soleil Moonfry as Sister Denise. With special appearance by Meredith Baxter Burney as the has-been actress turned Mother Superior, Sister Baxter Burney. This summer, get thyself to a nunnery. Nuns with guns. Their vow of silence isn't the only thing they're breaking.
It's so bad.
That's going to be good, man.
Boy, are we going to get letters.
Well, you like a high body count in movies, so this would be a good one for you.
Man, I tell you, that is... you made that story up, didn't you?
No, I didn't. I it was right there, right online, in the news, Independence, Missouri.
Who's going to be next week?
Next week, we actually have two guests. You know, we're becoming so uptown, we're just fighting away the guests that want to be on our program. So we're going to talk about two different subjects. We're going to talk about prayer. We're also going to talk about relationships. So you might want to stick around.
Those things can be connected.
Yes, exactly.
And we said we would talk about health care.
Yeah, well.
That didn't work.
Didn't get to that.
Yeah. Oh, well. Next time.
Oh, I can say something.
No, just say goodbye,
what
Steve.
What do you want to say?
Goodbye. Hey, you guys, join us next week. Same time, same place. Between now and then, don't do anything we wouldn't. And that gives you a wide, wide berth.
We meet again. Happy trails to you. Keep smiling.